Hello, everybody, and Terri-Anne.
Hi, Eloise.
Hi, welcome to Dose of Truth Tarot, everyone.
Thank you for doing that podcast. Because I have no idea what to talk about.
Yeah.
I have no idea what to do. We
don't know what to do.
Exactly. This is, you know, two people on the podcast, and we're trying to think of, well, at least I am. You know, what ideas, what would you like to hear? We've been doing this for what? How long now? 2 years?
This is episode 140.
We're in the third year of doing this. And we've had a lot of good feedback. You know, people are happy with it. They love the wisdom that comes out of it. But today we decided to kind of just ramble on about how difficult it is to come up with ideas when you're just two people. And, you know, one of the difficulties that happens is we do a lot of other work, and you and I talk all day, basically. That's our job, right?
Yeah.
It's almost exhausting to talk about something else. I mean, if we aren't talking in sessions, if we aren't talking in tarot, if we aren't talking in, you know, you, it's Mindscape, me, it's Breakthrough, tarot classes, if we aren't answering questions, writing, if we aren't teaching, I teach self-inquiry as well, and I do public sessions, and it's talking.
We yak on for a living.
Yes, we do. And you know, it's so interesting because we went to do the podcast today, and it's only at 10:41 a.m. Eastern, and my bird rarely acts up at this hour. He'll start acting up at 2 o'clock, but you can hear him in the background. He's just so aggravated. He's even doing his little, you know, he's looking at me intently. And kind of going, you know, mommy, I don't know if he thinks I'm mommy or his wife, because we know he, you know, he bites my husband when he tries to kiss me. So if the bird's on me and my husband comes to kiss me, he goes to bite him. So I don't know if it's mommy or wife. Oh, now I'm looking directly at him and talking, and he's fully attentive. So here we're talking about all day long. We talk. If I turn my head to go to the phone, he starts to chirp more. If I turn my head and look at him, he's chirping a little less. Notice that? There was one chirp there. So to me, we're getting signs like, come on, play. So maybe that's what we'll do today. I mean, you've just taught Mindscape for 2 days. By the way, everyone, you should join up Eloise's
Mindscape.
You know, that's powerful work. You know, Eloise and I, you know, do courses that are in, I forgot what they're called.
Life sciences,
right? Oh, Jesus. You know, they talk about what a day. You know, Eloise just came off these courses. She's done two of them back to back. And I'm going on to a course tomorrow, Breakthrough. And, you know, it's so interesting how the energy of teaching life sciences. So what does life sciences mean? Well, it's none of these are techniques that are used to support the client directly. And most people think, yeah, how am I going to use this on clients? No, you don't. This is your work. Even Mindscape is probably the most popular out of the three of the life sciences.
Yeah.
And I think the reason being is because right away people say, yeah, I can use it with my clients. I'm using it. You know, I get to use it while I'm in practice. And it's so fascinating that is usually the healer's priority.
Yeah. People that have been using Mindscape for years, I talk to them and they're like, oh, I'm only using clinic. And
right.
And I'm like, well, it's such a waste. You've got all the
can give us some examples, Eloise. Give us some examples. So those of you out there who use Mindscape, which are, you know, a lot of people in the world, and you might know it by other names too, Silva method of mind control, or Silva, basically. I don't know if there are any others out there, but Mindscape is the one that is kind of around the buzzword these days.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, having... what are some of the ideas you have on working it with yourself?
Well, for me, with everything I do around intuition, whether it's Mindscape or my other stuff, it's about making your intuition your best friend.
So what does that mean? Can you be clear? What does that mean? Making your intuition your best friend. What does that mean?
Well, it's instead of just having it as a thing that you ignore, you actually engage with it. Do you know what I mean? And for me, that's just accessing everything around us, increasing our awareness, you know, just being open to, you know, things happening around us and not being so closed down and blinkered to just everyday life. It's just like you're opening up to so much more that's available to us, because everyone's intuitive to some degree. They just don't always listen to it. So it's just having that, you know, Mindscape gives us the structure to be able to engage with the creativity, the intuition, the more right-brained, in quotes, side of us, and use that in everyday life. So what
is it when you're experiencing that? What's it like? I'm so curious. What's it like?
Well, the engagement of all aspects of you. You're opening up to your potential, and it just feels more natural. Because instead of being closed down and just being very analytical thinking, we're open to everything. So for me, one of the major benefits and one thing I notice a lot is just my general awareness and engagement with nature. It's like your little bird tweeting, you know.
Well, you know, you're talking about this, and he flew to the kitchen.
Oh, right.
And went crazy. And he rarely does this, which is flying back to me while going crazy. Usually he'll stay in the kitchen. And now he's doing it's a little bit of an aggressive act. He does a chirp and his wings go up. And I don't know what he's trying to say at all. So that can be one thing to use in Mindscape is, you know, that method where you become the animal.
Yeah, well, it really enables us to tune into our pets and animals around us. And it deepens that relationship when we're aware of them. I mean, you've got so much awareness of your bird anyway. Do you know, but some people, like, their pets almost feel like just sometimes it's like the level of engagement that you could have with it, you know. Like, really bizarre. But just having more awareness and deepening our around it, improving relationships, dynamics with things.
Don't you find when you're the moment you start to go into Mindscape, awareness is there, like there's no more or less, it just is? Or yeah. I don't know what your experience.
Well, for me, setting that intent that that's what you want to do for a start, even just engaging with the process of it, you're setting that intent that you want to have that awareness. I always feel like it's like I analogy that our intuitions like this little behind the sofa, and we've just got to coach it out, you know, coach it out to come and play and not be so hidden and be available in everyday life. And just going into Mindscape, it's that moment of going, okay, I want to open up, I want to be aware. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of. I experience it a little differently. Ooh. I don't have a desire, I just all of a sudden, you know, close my eyes, and it's like awareness maybe is an anchor.
Yes, it is an anchor. You're going through a process to anchor that state.
Yeah, because we do it also differently in Breakthrough. We just, you know, all of a sudden just say, you know, sit. And I don't even have the words, because the phrase we use is to step into the role of leader. But it, you know, what does that even mean? It's just all of a sudden you're aware. You're no longer like, I'm no longer Terry Ann. I'm no longer, you know, my itch. You know, there's just awareness of it all. And then from there, something really different comes up, or new, because the whole, let's say, lack of awareness and involvement with stuff, whether, you know, I'm involved with, oh my God, I'm so tired, or whether I'm involved with, oh my God, my bird needs something, or whether I'm involved with my thoughts, or, you know, oh, I gotta, you know, vacuum the house or something. Just the moment I say, okay, just be aware. Like I've been sitting for the last couple of weeks, you know, I think I've pretty much revealed over the months and months and months of doing this work that I have been working a lot. You know, a lot of kind of addictions or addictions to my identity revolved around working. You know, and so many ideas about it. Oh, if I'm working, I won't feel the pain. But then, you know, the more I work, the more pain I'm in. Blah, 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 all this catch-22 baloney. So it was about 4 weeks ago, I just was speaking to my teacher, Esther Veltheim, teacher, friend. And she said, how are you feeling? And for some reason in that, whatever the moment was, that particular moment, and all of a sudden my rage came up. And I just went, I'm so angry. I'm doing all this work. People are getting massive results in healing. Everything is going on. I am so angry that I'm like this. And she turned around and said, well, it's about time, eh? You know, and I just went, yeah, you know, I've been just sitting here kind of doing, you know, running all the motions, getting all my body tap treatments, massages, Reiki, you know, source point and Ewan method. I mean, so many different treatments people have been giving me. And, you know, doing it all, just thinking, well, that's supposed to do it. Meanwhile, completely oblivious to almost suffocating my breath, suffocating my body into this sort of box. And, you know, even this morning, just saying, okay, what the heck are we going to talk about today? You know, and I'm like, I don't even want to do this. I'm tired of the box. I'm just tired of it. I have no idea what we're getting up to here. I can't even imagine the plethora of, you know, teachings, what we've become aware of over the years, what we've learned, what we've unlearned, what we've figured out, what we've shared is massive, massive. You know, it's surprising we don't have, you know, an audience of a million people, you know, kind of sucking up all of this work that we've put out there. It always makes me laugh when people say, oh, you know, healing costs a lot of money and getting all, and I'm like, no, it doesn't.
No.
You know, you can spend the money if that's what you want to do, but otherwise, I am not going to even include you in this, Eloise. I give self-inquiry, world sessions, this podcast, all available to everyone.
Yeah, and I do loads of bits as well.
Now I want to make this very slow. Okay, I'm going to say it again. The podcast, the online self-inquiry, the free world sessions, just for one human being. Now, let's double it. Caroline Linton also does the self-inquiry with me. So you get two different teachers. Now you go, Eloise. Slow, please say them slowly.
Yeah. So I have free group sessions that are available to everybody. And some of those are on YouTube. Some of them are on SoundCloud. Some of them are on my websites. I regularly, twice a year, normally do a series on something specific for free. So before Christmas, we did a countdown at the beginning of getting ready for the year, and then we've done something this year. I forget the name. I do Earth sessions that are on SoundCloud every month. There are loads of bits and pieces, as well as this.
So we spoke really slowly here. So this is kind of to counteract that idea that things will cost you. Now, there's some people who want to do things in a particular way. They have the viability. That's where they're going to put their income. But what I notice when someone doesn't have money is they won't even put in the effort to email. They won't even put in the effort to say, well, they've told us about these free bits. Now, all you have to do is email us.
Yeah.
And ask and state what you want to do. Go to our websites. Go there and see what is available. So for Dose of Truth, we have one, but I have leurbanretreat.com, and you're going to find the links to the weekly sessions and the self-inquiry. You're going to have to do a few things. So you're going to have to join the Zoom link. Sorry, but it's not just like you just get it. You will have to click on the button to play the ones that are already recorded. No, we don't keep an archive of all of the sessions. There's some there, but I don't keep an archive. No, they're free or by donation, but they're free to you. You don't have to give it a donation. You could share. Like it.
Yeah.
What I find is people go, oh, that's too much for me to click on a link. I notice that people who actually pay actually do a lot more. Like some people who just give $10 to self-inquiry or $10 to the free sessions. They're the ones who are always there, always on. Listen every week. If they miss it, they listen to it. That fascinates me. So, you know, this money excuse, I'd like to just kind of slap it in the face with, look at just two human beings and what we do.
Yeah.
Human beings. And I brought in a third who shares in some of my work, but she does her own.
Yeah.
And there are other people out there.
And I was remembering, as well as all this talk we've had on the podcast, we've done loads of webinars on Breakthrough, which are in themselves are a healing session.
In themselves are a healing session. Mm. They are. You know, we did one on Monday, and I was really, you know, I guess the word would be so engaged with the students that came.
Yeah, it was a great session.
Yeah, they came the next day to self-inquiry. So that presentation, by the way, was free as well. That presentation is always free. They occur almost once a month, either with me or Caroline Davey. We're presently the only two instructors in the world. So you can get to our free presentations. You just go to the IBA site and look up Breakthrough. And you'll find us there, and you'll find the free presentation. You can register. You'll be sent links. I mean, those are things you can do. And those sessions are so powerful. And yesterday, so we gave this presentation on Monday, or I gave it, and Eloise was hosting me with a bunch of beautiful people. And a lot of them came on to self-inquiry the next day. And I was really, you know, so enthused to feel how much they were connecting the dots, you know, how much they had put into it, which really goes to what you were saying at the beginning, right? You get Mindscape and you use it with your clients. Well, you're not putting much into it, are you? So when people come to Breakthrough, a lot of things that they say are, you know, okay, so now that we graduated, I want to use it on clients. And I'm like, this is not for clients.
Yeah.
It is for you. This is your work. And there's so much out there to help you continue the work. You can, you know, exchange, you know, breakthrough, we call them breakthrough steps with other students for you. But yeah. But a lot of people don't realize this. I mean, I adore Jordan Peterson, adore him. And he gives, you know, so much in his online talks. You can find his lectures. The thing that Jordan Peterson has done, though, he's figured this out for himself.
Mm.
And, you know, giving that to everyone is wonderful, but there's a little difference in what we do is that we are figuring it out, or I am figuring it out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So what Jordan Peterson has done is what we are doing within ourselves, not watching someone do it. We actually start to get engaged with it, which would be the same for Mindscape and the same for Freefall.
Yeah.
These life sciences. It is our, like you said, engagement. I think that's a really beautiful description that you gave, is I'm engaged. This is my life. So this is all about me. Now, if I approach clients and I am not doing the all about me work, well, then I'm just going to be this veneer of unresolved conflicts. Sure, you might be a popular practitioner. I've seen that happen. I've seen people very popular who, you know, have a ton of ideas and rigid belief systems and all kinds of stuff. In tarot, this is a good one. We were, you know, there were three tarot readers. I was more into the self-exploration and figuring all this out. So I was the least popular. Least popular tarot reader.
Yeah. You
know, well, it is funny and it's not funny, but I could see that the girl who was always struggling financially, the one who was had a difficulty in relationships, so many difficulties, she made a shitload of money. And she did it by going, okay, you got to come back and come back next week and come back next week. That's fine. That's fine. Just do it. You know, do what it is you want to do. I'm not here to tell you should do anything different. But when you have your own conflicts, which us human beings do, if you don't care about dealing with them, you don't mind if you're triggered, you don't mind, you know, the way you treat other people, you don't mind, you know, telling your clients to come back every week and that's okay for you. And you don't mind, you don't mind if they don't find their own independence. You don't mind, I don't really care. Like, it's of no import to me. But I do like to see, well, if you want to, you know, take off some of the baggage that you've acquired since childhood and feel, like you said, fully engaged with life. You're not contracted. You're not, so I'll go back to my health. You know, I've done this work for so many years. And, you know, quite frankly, at this point, it was the first time I'll confess here that I looked and I said, isn't it enough already? Do I really have to continue doing this? And I had that moment of, I'm done. Like, can I just stop somewhere? So I do understand why people could say I'll stop and just do it like this. But I'm not relaxed doing it. There's a stress that comes up. So once I, you know, this past 5 weeks, it's been many, many, let's say my own hypocrisy, where I'm working and working and working and doing all the things I think that are going to work for me. And all this anger came up and I realized, no, you're not doing it. So all of a sudden I started to do some very different things, you know, some rituals and, very powerful work I did for myself. And finally, last week, Esther Beltan led me through a breakthrough. And, you know, it really unraveled a lot. And my body has been shifting for the last 5 weeks doing all of this. So the self-work, what you need to do for yourself, is very different than just going for a body talk treatment.
Yeah.
Of course you should go for a body talk treatment. It doesn't negate it. You know, of course you should go. but you still need to do your self-work. Or if you're giving body touch treatments, or you're giving Reiki, or you're giving, or you're whatever we're doing, we still need to, you know, whether it's Mindscape, Free Fall, Breakthrough, or whatever other way that we are unraveling. And I'd like to say that, you know, for me, it's what we're identified with. Mm-hmm. I'm going to quote Nisargadatta for a moment. You know, this is very powerful to me. Hold on. Where is it?
Shuffle, shuffle.
No, it's my book here. And I lost. Well, I found it. So someone asks Nisargadatta, after self-realization, does a man still have ego? And Nisargadatta says, he has no acquaintance whatsoever with the ego. So long as one identifies with form, the ego is there. I think that concludes everything, right? As long as there's an identification. So, you know, I'm still identified with form. I don't always sit back and say there's just awareness and the rest is happening. I wish it was that way. I would obviously be self-realized, but I know there's this kind of sticky stuff, right? You can kind of feel that sticky stuff that...
Yeah.
That tells you you're identified, right? I mean, today I would say this was the least identified I have ever been. I think you know me well enough to go, well, once you say podcast, I just go into performance mode. And today you said, or I'm too exhausted. But today you said podcast, and I was just like, but I don't want to. Just don't want to. That's it. I just don't want to. Like, I don't care one way or the other. It's not like, and I'm not tired. I'm not anything. And then this arose, right? This arose from that. Well, I don't want to. So it seems to me I was saying, now I'm realizing I was saying no to, I don't want to do what we've been doing.
Well, this is the thing. It's always like chaos in life. It's like we've got to embrace chaos because creativity comes from it, I guess.
Well, that was a chunk of stuff, but or maybe it's, I don't feel that was chaos. I feel that was
being free.
Yeah, absolutely letting go. And not, I didn't let go. It's just like, as we got on, I was like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't care. That's a powerful phrase. It can trigger a lot of people, but it's like, you know, all this caring has been killing me.
Mm.
You know, caring about the podcast, caring about the, and you said it, we should talk about the difficulty of the podcast. Mm. And it is difficult because we start to care and all that stickiness. I mean, I care about all the work we gave out. Yeah. I can get really angry about all the work I've given out here. And now, like, no, I don't care anymore. Let's see what happens now that we don't care. I don't care. I don't know what.
Well, yeah, I always just put it out there and just almost forget about it in a way. It's like, well, let's just see what it does. It's like planting seeds. I might not see anything for a few years, but, you know, some.
I don't even think about it. I know what you're saying, though. I don't think I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying that it's not like. I know that's what we do when we're sending things out on YouTube or you start your Instagram and you're planting seeds, but I feel totally pulled away from any of it now.
Mm.
I really just have no caring. There's no stickiness.
Yeah.
So you could say that could be a seed, but it feels like, you know, I'll do it or I don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, there's one of the most famous guys that was on YouTube is Joe Rogan. You know, and I like watching Joe Rogan. But Joe Rogan smokes up all the time on there. He's always stoned. And I'm like, how does he do this stoned? Like, how in the heaven's name is he? And today I feel stoned. And the other thing is I do have that CBD THC combination to help with pain in the body. And I was just thinking, hey, you know, before I get on with Eloise, I should take some. I didn't do it, but you know, maybe next time I'm going to try it out and see what that's like.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm already stoned on, I just don't care. And I, every time I say I don't care, I can feel my fascia unraveling. So, yeah. You know, all of you listening, just think, you know, we get on every week to do something, to think of something. And when I care about it, I keep contorting my fascia. The more I care, the more contracted I become. The more I care, that my spine twists, you know, my body contorts. And this time it's like, well, I'm just like falling. I rarely fall back in my chair. And I'm sitting back like a guy. Yeah, like my legs are open and relaxed. I'm leaning back. Like that's never happened in a podcast ever. Ever. And I'm like, wow, what's going on here? So who knows where we'll go from here, eh, Eloise?
Yeah, well, that's the exploration, isn't it?
And how do you feel when you're doing the podcast? You never tell us how you feel. You haven't told us.
I just feel ease with it. I don't, it's, well, I mean, for me, because it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when we catch up to do it. You know, I might be getting tired of sessions because I've got to be free at 3 o'clock. So there's some pressure in a way throughout the morning, but when we sit down to do it, it's just like, well, let's see where we go.
Okay, next time you can lead it.
All right, and I can talk for England.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah,
know.
Yeah. But
you
no,
know.
No, no.
You know, you know.
Yeah. What's that, like that, you know, the guy who says computer says no with the other crazy guy?
Oh, yeah.
Says that girl.
Matt you Lucas know. And David Williams, my neighbor.
What is the thing he does when he imitates that, you know, girl?
Little Britain, Vicky.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
When I was, da, 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 da. I can't do good impressions. Well,
that's how I feel right now. You know.
It's too fun. Yeah. Perfect. Oh, it's been fun to chat.
Yes, it has. And Bert has just sat on the phone, so he's basically communicating you guys are done. All right, everyone, what do you think about our chaotic insanity and relaxation doing this? And big hugs to you, Eloise, and I will be seeing you tomorrow for Breakthrough. Write us if you want to sign up for the class tomorrow, and we'll try and get you on.
Well, although, yeah.
You'll have to do it quick.
One. Let's give the next date.
The next one. Yeah, okay, great. So the next one.
Second to the 5th of September, 2021.
Is that what we're doing? Did we decide that?
Yeah, that's what we decided. Did you not put it down in your diary?
Maybe not. Did I? Oh, yes. The 2nd to the 5th. Okay, great. Good. Okay.
Well, that's good. I wasn't in a parallel universe when we did that.
No, but I need to post it, don't I? All right, my darling. Have a great day.
Yeah. Take care, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.